The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, mostly Texans, threw a little James Harden in there, a couple other little things. Cowboys fan came out from under their rock. They should be happy today. That's a good thing for them. And this is where we go through all the games on the schedule from yesterday. And obviously, since we've talked about the Texans, we'll go to Seattle, where the Redskins beat the Seahawks. Boy, what a different week for Russell Wilson after just looking like an MVP last week. You know, pick six, really sloppy. And I did not see this one coming. I almost took the Seahawks in the pool. Glad I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be dead.
I've already used them.
Kirk Cousins, 70 yards in 35 seconds.
Yeah, good finish to that game for them. Seattle's offense just took too long to get going.
And that's kind of been the case most of the year for them, with the exception of last week. You know, they takes them a while to get going, and by the time they do, you know, they get back in the game. But in this case, Redskins get a big win for them. Eagles 51, Broncos 23. We talked about this one a little bit. Brock Osweiler.
Broncos are just, they're dead in the water. It's crazy to think. I mean, a quarterback. If they had a quarterback, maybe. But they, because they don't have a quarterback, they can't run.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and even the defense doesn't look that good. It's a mess.
Yeah, and right now the Eagles are playing just terrific football. Do I trust them to continue? I don't know. I mean, defensively they're making plays. The running back committee just got better with Ajayi. I mean, I don't know. It's... Right now, it's hard to poke a hole in them at all, but how much do you trust them?
I mean, I think they're good. I don't know how much I trust them.
They're 8-1 good?
No.
Because I don't feel like they are, and that's not a knock on them. I think there's like 6-win good.
Well, and I'll say the same thing about them, and it's kind of my knock on the Saints right now. The Eagles lost to the best team they've played.
Yeah.
They've got one win, maybe, against a team that I think is like above average. That's at Carolina. They won that game by 5 points. Everything, it's been Redskins twice, Giants, Chargers, Cardinals, Niners, Broncos. Like, where's the wow team that they've beat? The Saints, they started out 0-2. They've won six in a row. The two games that they lost, that was the Vikings and the Patriots. The only respectable win they have since then is Carolina. I mean, so it's just hard to know for sure what those teams are.
Well, it'll get real interesting for the Eagles, because here's three of their next 4 weeks after the bye. At the Cowboys, have the Bears at home. That's a free square. At the Seahawks, at the Rams. So you'll get a chance to get your what good team did they beat thing. And if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm not too worried, because I know I got two games to get left against them. That's true. Take care of business.
Yep.
You'll be fine. Rams beat the Giants 51-17.
The Giants are a total clown show.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a mess.
Jaguars over the Bengals 23-7.
You know what? The Bengals, underrated, horrible team.
Yeah.
Like, they're really, really bad, too. And they've got some solid players. Like, you know, they've got A.J. Green is nice.
Well, they did for a little bit.
Joe Mixon looks like he looks like a starting NFL running back. But they're just not good. They don't have the pieces around those guys yet. And Andy Dalton's not good enough to carry a team. Andy Dalton is serviceable if the rest of the team is solid. That's just not a solid team.
And I saw an interesting story that maybe at the end of the year, the Bengals keep McCarron and trade Andy Dalton. At some point, do you throw McCarron out there and give him a shot?
I wouldn't hate it. And see if maybe he's better.
It's not like that team's going anywhere right now. Saints and Buccaneers. And somebody had asked earlier, what do you think of the Saints now after that 0-2 start? And you mentioned they haven't really beaten anybody. But the one thing I'll give them credit for is defensively, they fixed some things. Their defense has been there. They won a game where Drew Brees threw for under 200 yards, and they kicked the crap out of the Lions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're getting good defense right now, and they're running the ball pretty well. And Brees yesterday didn't throw for a lot of yards, but he sure didn't miss many passes. He was 81.2%.
They've also been sort of fortunate that they've been on a run where they've caught some really bad quarterbacks. The Saints have. I mean, they got a little bit of Jameis Winston and a lot of Ryan Fitzpatrick. They got a bunch of Trubisky.
A one-arm Jameis Winston.
A bunch of Hundley. I mean, I don't want to poke too many holes in them, because I do think they're pretty solid. But
that's what you're supposed to do against bad quarterbacks.
You should, yeah. And now they've got themselves in a position where if they even come close to this level of success in the second half, they're a playoff team. I don't think they go 6-2 in the second half, but now they don't have to.
4-4 gets you there.
Yep.
Panthers 20, Falcons 17. Cam Newton, when he runs the ball for a bunch of yards, they usually win. 86 yards yesterday. And I think the thing about him, though, that also gets him beat up. But that was kind of the difference. And you actually saw a Christian McCaffrey spotting.
Yeah, he looked really good.
And a bad drop by Julio Jones.
Yeah. And someone was saying I'd be crapping on Julio Hopkins or Fuller if they were having a year like Julio. But Julio's numbers are fine except for touchdowns. And the passing offense, Matt Ryan doesn't have a 3-touchdown game this year. It's not the same offense without Kyle Shanahan. That's why the Falcons are what they are right now.
Yeah, and their record could be a hell of a lot worse too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so. They're just not very good. It's another team that's got, and I don't want to put them in the same category as the Bengals, because they've got better players than the Bengals.
Yeah.
But it's still, something's not right with them, and a lot of it is I think they lost the guy that figured out what Matt Ryan did the best.
Titans 23, Ravens 20. Marcus Mariota had a couple of touchdowns, and
that was maybe the best game of the day yesterday.
Most competitive game, yeah.
That and maybe the Sunday night game was decent.
Turned out to be a lot more interesting than you thought.
Yeah, but this was one of the more interesting games of the day. The Titans are getting better. I think that I'm not to where the Titans are, you know, a good team yet, but they're not a bad team. I know that much.
I think they're. They're inconsistent, just like a lot of these teams. But when they play their best game, and when Mariota's healthy and on, they're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're going to win some games like that. I think they're very similar to the Jaguars. It's just if the Jaguars can avoid Blake Bortles having to play good games for them, they win.
Yeah.
And he played pretty well yesterday because he is capable of good performances. He's just not capable of them consistently or, you know, or a lot of good ones.
Their defense has to be better. And, I mean, they've won three games in a row, but it's Colts, Browns, Ravens.
Right.
So.
Right. And that's kind of when you look at the Jags, it's very similar stretch.
Yep.
They're a two-game winning streak. Cardinals 20, 49ers 10. Not much to say. Drew Stanton and Adrian Peterson, basically. 159 yards for Peterson.
Yeah, he's the truth.
Raiders, Dolphins, 27-24. Derek Carr, 300 yards. And very strange game, but I think that's one of the better games I've seen out of Carr this year.
Yeah, he looks like he's starting to, and really, you know why he looks like he's starting to get his groove back? Look what Marshawn Lynch did yesterday.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch had a day, and Marshawn Lynch has done literally nothing this year. Nothing. And it's not like yesterday was mind-blowing 150-yard game, but he averaged over 4 yards a carry, two touchdowns, just took a lot of pressure off Derek Carr. And Derek Carr just had a ho-hum, you know, 21 of 30, 300-yard day.
Yeah. And
he had some key drops from his guys, too. Cooper, who's dropping everything this year, dropped one. And
yeah.
Crabtree dropped. Crabtree almost never has drops.
Yeah.
That's one of the most sure-handed dudes out there. And he had a drop at, like, a key time on third down. You know, that's in the fourth quarter. Could have cost him the game. But luckily, the Dolphins are the Dolphins.
And the Cowboys-Chiefs game, which I found the most entertaining of the day because I thought that was the two best teams to square off. And that touchdown by Tyreek Hill before the half was just ridiculous. But Elliott with another solid game, Prescott with a solid game, and the Cowboys did a very good job protecting the football, getting more first downs, kind of playing the way the Chiefs wanted to play, which is possess the ball. And in the end, they better team. And I like where the Cowboys are going right now at 5-3. They've got a pretty favorable schedule coming forward, and that was a good win for them. As I said, it was the most interesting game of the weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to those Eagles games, the Cowboy-Eagles games. And, you know, to beat the Chiefs now, they got a win at Washington last week, and I'm still not sure what Washington is. They go at Atlanta next week, and I'm still not sure what Atlanta is.
I think that's a game that they should be able to go in and win.
You should.
And that'll tell you a lot. And then you get the Eagles, and, that's the thing. I think the Cowboys at this stage of the season are in a really good spot to have a pretty decent record down the stretch. But
well,
two of the Eagles, Seahawks, and
their last
Falcons.
Three games are tough.
Yeah.
At Raiders, Seahawks, at Eagles.
Yeah.
None of those will be easy.
Who knows what the Seahawks are going to be at that
yeah,
point, or
true.
The Raiders. Yeah, but I think they could easily go 5-3 down the stretch, too. And that I don't know if
in.
That's enough to win you the division. But
it gets you to the playoffs.
Yeah. And there you go. That's your...
Who you like tonight?
Man. I got burned on this when I said Packers getting points at home against the Saints is insane to me, especially that many. I'm going to lean Packer getting points at home.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Brett Hundley's going to play a lot better this week, but I thought he was going to play better in week two, but with the bye week.
He's a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And even if he's a good backup quarterback, a good backup quarterback can't replace Aaron Rodgers. You know, and Lamont said something about if the Texans would be smart, if the Colts are dumb enough to let Jacoby Brissett walk, Jacoby would be a good backup for Deshaun. Problem is, my guess, Jacoby gets starter money somewhere this offseason. I especially if he continues to play like he is. He either gets starting money or at least like a one-year, you know, tryout contract for close to starter money. And
Tyrod Taylor kind of money, frankly. The thing is, if you're the Colts, you might have to figure out a way to keep this guy. I mean, I think you can win with him if you put some more talent around him. And I don't know if you're ever going to get Luck back.
I don't either.
I don't know what you're going to get out of him.
But do you think that Jacoby Brissett's ever going to be the kind of guy who can take a team like that to the playoffs.
If they get more around him, maybe.
The Colts have proven they're never going to put more around their guys.
True. That's true.
You need an otherworldly quarterback to carry a team.
Think about how many busts they have in the draft over
the years. Just horrible.
Like they spent, high picks on Colby Fleener. And, the list goes on. What do we got here?
Yes, Fred. We were talking about this earlier, about James Harden having a magical night last night, and he certainly did. And the Rockets are in a groove. They are in a groove, my friend. And I'll tell you this. I am excited for this season because they've got the best record in the league right now. There's no telling, how long it lasts because the Warriors are still obviously very good. But this Rockets team is a lot of fun. And if you go to Rockets.com, that's where the magic happens, Fred. That's where you can find tickets to all the upcoming games. So you get a chance to see James Harden. You get a chance to see the boys out there doing their thing on their way to another playoff run in the Western Conference. In fact, their next game, you'll be excited to know this, Fred. The Cleveland Cavaliers will be here on Thursday. You know who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers? LeBron James, arguably the best player in the whole wide world. You can get tickets at Rockets.com, so make sure you head there to get them now. And for all the upcoming games, Rockets.com is your spot. That's Rockets.com. Run as one with the Rockets.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And back to your Jacoby stuff, I think he can get better. I mean, the guy has only got a few starts in the league. And, yeah, I do think he could develop into the kind of guy that you can at least get to the playoffs with the right team. But we shall see. Did you see the Deion Sanders go after Tony Romo?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Oh, Romo just made a joke about Sanders not tackling, which, frankly, everybody knows, right?
Yeah.
Greatest cover corner ever. Did not like the tackle.
Yeah.
You got it? So, all right.
Ian, I don't know if you know this. You made the broadcast on CBS. On the big one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, give a listen.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling...
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
See, Tony, I tried my best to take the high road, but I don't know the address to the high road. So I got to come at you, man. You 10 years as a starter, you're 2-4 in the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us work for CBS. I went and shook your hand and say, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions? 19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man. Leave me alone. I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the address.
Okay, he had that ready to go.
Oh, yeah. He was ready.
He was joking, too, you could tell. Just like I think Tony was joking.
Probably.
I mean, that's what I thought, because I thought he was being funny. And he was. I thought it was a damn good comeback. On the other hand, you never did tackle Deion.
He didn't?
No. And to be fair, he never really had to, because they wouldn't throw to him. And if they did throw to his side, he usually knocked the pass down or picked it off. So he didn't really have to tackle guys. And do you really want him taking on 220-pound running backs? You just want him pushing him out of bounds.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Want to squeeze in a call here?
Why not?
Is that Jarrett? What's up, Jarrett?
Hey, guys. Just got a question about Astros contracts coming up. And I know that I'm a biased Houston Astros fan. And I'm just trying to look ahead into the future. And tell me, am I completely crazy to think that if any team was to ever have the synergy to create, to cause players to take hometown discounts, to stick together, is this the team that does it? Am I completely crazy? I know Scott Boras is Jose Altuve's agent, and I know that doesn't help this pass the litmus test.
You've already gotten the hometown discount with Jose Altuve. He's on that now. He's not going to take another sweetheart deal.
First off, let me just say every home fan base thinks that.
Yeah.
Cubs fans thought it last year. Red Sox fans think
it. Doesn't exist.
Jays fans think it. Oh, they love Toronto. They'll stay here. The reality is, and hey, the one thing is, the Astros have signed a lot of Scott Boras clients. It's not like they don't do business with him like when Drayton was there.
Right.
So, but guys, this is 3 years down the road. You got two more years with this group. Enjoy those 2 years. And
but if you think Jose Altuve is going to be like, yeah, I'll take $15 million a year, that ain't happening, man.
No.
That dude's got to get it. And you know what? I don't blame him. I feel bad for Jose Altuve now that he's making the money he's making. Like, he's too good of a player to not be financially secure for the rest of his life already.
And I would be, like I said, if it were me, and it's not, because I don't own the team, I would go to him right now and say, listen, we got you through the end of 2019. If you'll sign through 2021, I'll redo this contract with you and pay you what you're worth.
And but they're not going to do that.
I know they're not going to do that. But then he'd be 30.
Because if you pay him what he's worth, then that, I mean, your payroll skyrockets.
Yeah, but the guy's earned it.
He has.
And if I'm basically giving him two more years at the end of this, he'll be 32 years old. At that point, I'll be ready to walk away from him if need be.
Yep.
But, no, and he's under contract for 18 and 19. So you got him for two more years. And
you got Verlander for two more years.
You got Verlander for two more years.
This is your window.
Yeah, you got two more years of window.
And my guess is,
and that doesn't mean that they're going to lose all these guys either.
But Dallas Keuchel's not going to stick around for another, you know, low ball contract. Jose Altuve is not. Carlos Correa is not going to. He's not going to take he's not going to take a hometown discount either, because someone's going to say, hey, we'll give you $300 million.
And that's going to be his first chance to make real money,
yeah,
too.
Those guys got to get paid, man. I don't blame them.
But Keuchel has one more arbitration eligible year. That's just this year, 2018. And then he's UFA in 2019. So that's the first guy that'll be up. And, you know, but you've got him for next year. And if you want to, you want to get him for another year, then that's, you'll have to talk. Yeah, you have to negotiate that. I think that.
Or trade him at the deadline.
Or trade him at the deadline. You know, whatever. No, I think, basically, he's the first guy you'll have to worry about.
Yep.
And that won't be until the end of next year. You're not going to have to worry about Altuve till the year after that. Correa the year after that. Springer, I think, is 2019 also. I'm not sure. But you're not going to be able to keep them all. But that's okay. You'll be able to keep some of them. You're not going to lose them all. And you got guys in the minors, theoretically, who are going to be ready to step in at some point. Is that Darian or Derlin? I can't read it.
It's actually Darren.
Okay, Darren. Sorry, man. My eyes are old, and I'm 20 feet away from the screen. So what do you got?
It's all good. It's all good, man. Fred, I called to talk about the U of H quarterback. Man, ever since they put King in the game, man, he's looking lights out. I'm just wondering why it took, like, Tony Levine did the same thing with Greg Ward. Like, why do these coaches not see the real potential of these guys until midway through the season? And I'm just thinking, if King gets started, those three games they'd lost, they probably will. Probably maybe even undefeated right now. So I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd be undefeated because, and listen, I love him. I've been saying all along they need to give him a chance. But let's also not get too excited. It was East Carolina, and East Carolina's garbage. Now, he did come in and lead them over South Florida, and I think he's the best quarterback on the roster, and he's only going to get better. But if you go back and look at it, it wasn't Postma's fault they lost a Memphis game. That was – really bad defense and really bad defensive coaching. And the Tulsa game, I don't know what the hell happened there. That was just, you know, would he have made a difference against Tech? Probably.
Yeah.
I think he would have, because that was, and yeah, I understand why they had to give Kyle Allen a chance. You go out and get a guy like that, you got to throw him out there. But now and maybe they didn't think he was ready until now, but I've liked this kid all along. I think he's a terrific athlete, and he's going to be a really good quarterback. And I'm excited for next year with him. So, yeah, somebody played. He was hurt at the beginning of the year, too. So he really couldn't have put him in until – and Postma was playing well until that Tulsa game, really. Soccer Bilal says, anyone says, am I crazy for asking, is crazy for asking. That's true. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. But that's why he played running back and wide receiver. But if you can play running back and wide receiver, you can play quarterback if you're out there on the field. I just think it was a matter of timing. And I'm just enjoy the kid now.
Yep.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So I want to correct something that I don't know why I was listening to you guys about Brissett being a free agent. Brissett, excuse me. Trent says he was a rookie last year, should be on a rookie contract for a while with the Colts. Yeah, two more years.
Oh, okay.
He's through 2019. So why on earth would he be available? Yeah,
he'll be around then.
Yeah, and that's perfect for them, because if Andrew Luck isn't able to play, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, who knows what you're going to get out of Luck, who, by the way, has got a lot of money left on his deal for a long time. $24 million next year. And in 2019, the 2 years that you have Jacoby, $27 million. So, and I mean, I think that's a good, that's a really good safety valve to have for the Colts.
Yep.
Now if they can just get some players at other positions. Squeezing a call from Juan. You're on the Blitz, go, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, now.
Yeah, I just had a question for AJ. I wanted to get his take on the Rose Namajunas and your Jacek fight. I was just thinking, do you think that Rose has a chance to hold on to the belt for a while?
I mean, I think so. She's gonna have to fight Joanna again. I'm sure Joanna is going to get a rematch. She deserves a rematch. Anytime you're a champion for that long, you defend it that many times, you deserve to be you deserve a rematch. I assume she gets that, and if she can beat her, I don't see why she wouldn't be able to hold on to it for a while. She's good. She's getting better. She stays really calm. There's a lot of things to like about her. She's improved so much since she was on The Ultimate Fighter that it's hard to put a cap on where she is. And I'll be honest, I didn't give her much of a chance on Saturday night. She proved me wrong. You know, she's lost a decision since she was in the UFC, and it could have gone either way. I mean, it was like a fantastic fight of the night type deal. But I since she got into the UFC, that's her only loss. I mean, her other loss was on the Ultimate Fighter finale, which I guess that was technically her first one, against Carla Esparza, and she lost. But that was to be the champion. So I think she's going to keep getting better.
713-780-ESPN. Did you see the Deontay Wilder fight?
Whoops. Wow.
Wow, how did that happen?
Really loud.
Yeah, what the heck? I thought I had this turned off.
Yes, I saw Deontay Wilder murder a man in the ring. I mean, that is absurd.
Yeah.
And him and Anthony Joshua is going to be such a good fight when it happens. I'm assuming it happens. But these guys are worth looking at. I mean, it's the first time in a while the heavyweight division's had guys. And if you watch that fight, it wasn't, you know, the Klitschko fights and guys like that who it's like a defensive pick-apart style game. I mean, we're talking about this dude is just coming in like, hey, let's fight, and throwing and knocking dudes out. if you didn't get a chance to watch that round, because it was just one round, not even a full one, but you should. I mean, it was, they could have stopped it after the first or second knockdown. But
somebody said we all just looked at our phones. This is one thing I love about this MacBook is that, like, I can text from it and my phone rings on it and I can do FaceTime on it and all this stuff. But if I have the sound turned up like that and the phone rings, that's what it sounds like. And I usually mute before I came on.
Yeah, I thought that was mine too, but then I was like, my mic's not on.
Yeah, mine's not that loud either.
No, rookie mistake, it's on me. I have to coach better, and my computer has to play better. That's what we have to do, AJ.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's not a time management thing. Because I had the time to go in there and mute the thing.
Yeah, well.
But I have to coach better. It's on me, and when something like this happens, it's my fault. Not so much a player's fault. Only when we win.
Brian asks, what's more interesting now, Rockets or Texans? Like, what are we going to be more interested in?
NFL in general, I would say. Because there's still a lot of cool stuff going on. Black Spotted Zebra said my boss thought it was her phone that was ringing. See, I've just... totally hosed everybody. I feel shame now. 713-780-ESPN 936. Is it worth it for the Texans to trade anyone to pick up some draft picks? Well, we're already past the trade deadline. I wouldn't be shocked if they tried to do something at the draft, but what's going to be tradable that you wouldn't want to keep?
I mean, yeah. You need...
And the thing is, you need the guys you got. And... I mean, I don't know. Is there?
I don't know. You've got anybody that's valuable that you can afford to let go?
Yeah.
You know, maybe. When's Lamar Miller's contract up? Does he have one more year?
I think he does. Yeah.
Maybe you could trade him, but nobody's trading for running backs, especially running backs with contracts. Nobody wants that. I mean, I don't know what you can trade. You've got these. You need the players that you got.
Yeah. I think, nobody's going to want Brian Cushing because he's a juicer. So that's never happening. There's your guys who are under contract for 2018. Lamar Miller, 6.75 cap hit.
Yeah, he's signed through 2019, but the dead money is only $2 million next
year. It's only $2 million, so if you wanted to cut him, you could. I don't know that you would. Can't trade JJ, can't trade Hopkins. Not going to trade Clowney.
No.
Can't trade Cushing. He's going to have a $9.7 million cap hit. I would say goodbye next year because that's only $1.2 in dead money.
Got to.
Kareem, $9 million hit. Jeff Allen, $7.5 million hit. Lamar Miller, we said. Whitney Mercilus, $6.3 million. Can't cut. Can't trade him. Derek Newton's $5.5 million, but it's only $1.5 million in dead money, so you probably say goodbye to him.
But yeah, again, the people you're saying goodbye to have no trade value.
Right.
So it's either a guy that you want to, you're either keeping or cutting. There's not much to trade off that roster.
Bernardrick McKinney, you could probably get something for, but you're not going to get a high pick.
No. But again, is that a guy
you want to trade?
I don't think so.
I mean, if you think Zach Cunningham's ready to step in, but if you're getting rid of
Brian Cushing, you need Bernardrick McKinney.
Yeah. No, I don't think they have guys, but you could trade. Like, they're going to have like a bunch of third round picks. They could trade up into the second round, probably, but you're not going to be able to get. I don't think you're getting a first round pick.
I don't think they have anything that they could trade for a first round pick.
No, unless it's next year's first round pick.
Then you don't want to get into that game.
No, but. You know, if there's an offensive lineman sitting there that you want to have and at 18 or something. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mott says, nobody training for running backs, Adrian Peterson and Ajayi laughs. But what'd you get for those guys?
Well, I'm talking about in the offseason. Yeah. I mean, and you didn't get much for them.
You might, but you're not going to get a first or second round pick for anybody on your roster, frankly.
And those are also guys who didn't really have a lot of money owed to them. Lamar Miller, that's a real contract you got to take on.
Yeah, what did the Eagles give up for Ajayi? A fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. They're, you know, this is the gamble they took, and the only way it was going to go wrong is if Watson was a bust or he got hurt. Well, he wasn't a bust, and then he got hurt. One more call before we go to break. Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
Sports.
Hey, did you guys catch Greg Hardy's fight, and what did you think about it? I'll just hang up and listen.
I didn't see the fight. I just saw the result. I don't know. I'll have to watch the fight before I can say anything on it. Good for him.
Well, we know he's good at beating on people. Did he fight a girl?
And trust me when I say, Greg Hardy and I both have the exact same pro MMA record now at the same weight class. And there's a lot of bummy dudes when you start out. And so I don't know what exactly the guy was like that Greg Hardy fought, but I'm guessing he's probably not going to win a bunch of fights in his life. But we'll know more about Greg Hardy if he fights again.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. When we come back, we've got a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Perfect. And I am going to tell you about the Texas Star Grill Shop, Fred. I used mine again, my Pits and Spits smoker that I got at Texas Star Grill Shop. I used it this weekend, made a nice brisket. In fact, I got the brisket at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got Akiyushi beef there, and I got my hands on some of that and cooked it up this weekend. They're celebrating 5 years with a huge sale on all their grills. They are slashing prices on the biggest brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Sabre, Green Mountain. Don't make the big box mistake this holiday season or assume that you'll save online. The team at Texas Star Grill Shop will help you find the perfect grill for what you want to do. Memphis Woodfire Grill has Wi-Fi control and temperature control from 180 to 700 degrees. Kamado Joe, the ceramic grill, but they've got the new patented airlift hinge. This grill has differentiated itself from the competition. It's really great stuff. And as always, free delivery and assembly. The holidays are right around the corner. You're going to want to get one of these grills to make your holiday turkey or prime rib. And don't forget about all the sauces, the rubs, the spices that help make everything you grill taste better. Stop by Texas Star Grill Shop located Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Luetta in Spring. It's TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida. See Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field. Play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Should it be the Hidden Hills Golf Club? I don't know. All right. Man, there's a lot of college football to get to. We'll do that at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. And a very busy weekend across the board. But first, we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Two or three people sent me this over the weekend. I can't remember who did it, so thank you guys. But we go to Florida, where a 53-year-old woman was arrested and charged with driving drunk. Makes sense, right? It's Florida. Happens all the time. There's a twist, of course, because it's Florida.
Yeah.
She was riding a horse down a busy Florida highway.
Dewey on a horse?
Yes. Someone called 911 about a woman who appeared confused and possibly in danger. When deputies arrived, they found Donna Byrne riding her horse on the road. They did a sobriety test, and she gave breath samples that registered a blood alcohol level of 0.161. Not bad. Twice the legal limit.
Yeah.
It's not.
You would think, like, to ride a horse, you wouldn't need to have. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Well, she's charged with a Dewey and animal neglect for endangering and failing to provide proper protection for the horse, which is like, what, a trailer if you're on a freeway?
Right.
I would guess. They took the horse to Polk County Sheriff's Animal Control Livestock Facility. She was booked into the Polk County Jail. And I'm going to guess, and I'm just going to show you this photo, a little bit methy.
Oh, certainly.
A lot methy. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
If you ride a horse on a highway, you're methy.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I also had a guy, a 19-year-old, who shot himself in the penis while trying to hold up a Southside hot dog stand. That's not good. From Chicago. Yeah, he missed his bond hearing because he was still in the hospital. But he was arrested after he was found. Tried to rob a West Point, a West Pullman restaurant at gunpoint. Accidentally shot himself. He was unable to run away from the police because of the self-inflicted gunshot wound when he tried to adjust the .38 caliber pistol in his waistband as he ran off after robbing the Maxwell Street Express.
I've never understood that, keeping pistols tucked in your front of your pants. Yeah. I'm against that.
I mean,
if
you get shot in the butt, that's okay.
Yeah.
You're probably
My thought as well. If somehow my pistol goes off, it's going to shoot me in the ass or like the hip.
Yeah.
Not there. And plus, if you have a real holster, that won't ever happen.
Right, right. But
quit just stuffing your gun inside your pants. Yeah, that's not safe.
But he's robbing a restaurant that probably doesn't have a holster. He could go afford to go buy one later.
Put your gun in the bag where the money is then.
I have some other good news for you. This has nothing to do with penises getting shot or drunk women on horses. This is actually good news for you.
Okay.
Franklin is scheduled to reopen on November 14th.
Oh, good.
So it should resume service starting on November 14th, if all goes well, just in time for Thanksgiving.
That is beautiful.
They won't be back in full force, but they will still cook up 75 briskets a day instead of their usual 120. And there'll be limited service elsewhere, including to-go orders.
Okay.
They hope to get back to full service in December.
Okay.
So there you go. I knew you would appreciate that.
I will appreciate that.
So you can get that 50th one.
Gotta get it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm waiting on. Mm.
So he said they need to sobriety test the horse. A3L says, I feel like Florida totally destroys the Gym of the Day game.
It's not really fair to the other states, but
No. That's why we try to mix in occasional other states so that they don't feel so incompetent. But wouldn't that be a RUI, 409 says. I like it. I like it. All right, so there's a lot of college football that we haven't got to, and I think things have gotten very, very interesting. A week ago, I wouldn't have given you a dime for the Big 12 getting into the playoff.
But because the Big 10 now sucks?
Yeah. I still think they're going to be up against it, frankly, and we'll talk about why. But, I think it's the reality is it's going to be a very interesting stretch drive here, and if they can get one of these – well, we'll talk about that next. I've got a bunch of thoughts on this. But, man, Ohio State.
I mean, that's an unforgivable loss.
Yeah, you're done.
I know Iowa's decent, and that's a tough road trip, but you can't lose that game. And especially,
not like that.
They
not
weren't even competitive.
No, they got their butts whipped.
Like the Penn State loss, I knew it was going to be tough for them. And, Michigan State was at one of my plays this week. I didn't think they'd win necessarily, but I figured that Penn State would have a hard time running away from them just because of the letdown from what just happened. I didn't think they'd lose either. But unless Wisconsin somehow runs the table, that eliminates the Big Ten from title conversation, doesn't it?
I think it does, yeah. And
sorry.
But yeah, if Wisconsin does, I think they're in.
And man, I mean, Clemson almost lost.
Yeah.
There's a lot of – it could have been just madness. Oklahoma could have easily lost. I mean, there's a lot of teams that were at the top that could have lost. Didn't who knows what this thing looks like, next time the rankings come out. All right, let's talk to my man Arby Theodi with Dirt Free. Arby, how are you, good sir?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. Beautiful day. and everything's going perfecto. I'm having a great day. We did like two or three television interviews today. And you know the advantage we got whenever we do a TV show is that you can see the system work right there in front of you. And whenever we talk about that, it's so much more difficult to get the point across that this is something different you haven't seen, you haven't been there, and no one can touch it. It's like there's only one race car in the whole world. One team has a race car. Everybody else has go-karts, horse and buggies. And there's one Gatorade race team. And that's exactly what we do at DirtFreeCarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-DIRT-FREE, we come out with the fastest, most expensive, most advanced, highly technological system for cleaning you've ever seen. Dial 281-DIRT-FREE. We'll come out to your home, carpet, tile, leather upholstery. We can do leather, grout, air ducts, wool rugs. We can fix a wrinkle or tear in the carpet. 281-DIRT-FREE. Any of those additional services get you a free room of carpet cleaning. But if you got three rooms to do, we'll do that for $100 and give you a $100 free speed dry before we dry over the whole carpet with an extra service and set up low air machines. So now's the time to dial 281-DIRT-FREE, get the $100 free service, or get the free room if you're thinking about doing the other jobs in the house. So 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. It is absolutely the best system in the world, and we'll prove it in your home in the worst area or you don't pay.
Awesome. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always with the good stuff, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Next week.